Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
We went to the studio and he introduced me to Dude Named Jazz, and he's so fire. I think he's a producer. And he was like, let me hear something that you got. Play Love Letters. And he was like, bruh, you gotta go take this shit serious. Mm-hmm. After that, went back and re-recorded at my uncle's house. And after that, I just start listening to it every day. And I was like, this my shit right here, bro. Like,
man, he got some good quality too, because the Lemon Pepper song was the shit.
I swear I listened to that shit for a week straight. That was my.
Hey, I swear to God.
All right.
He's such a foodie for that.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Big. Back with another one. I'm Big.
And I'm your
boy. Got my co-host, my homie.
And I'm your boy, Lazy.
Hey.
And we got another special guest.
Yes, we do.
And we owe y'all, the audience, for helping us get on here. We owe y'all.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Got to.
Appreciate the support from everybody, man.
Appreciate that. Hey.
We got the one and only Mars from yours truly, the Bill.
There we go.
502, baby.
It's good to see, because I've always done music too, so it's like, it's good to see people really get over that hump and put on for the city. And I remember seeing you on BET Awards, and I got chills.
They said the Soul Train Awards.
It was the Soul Train?
Yes.
Okay,
Soul
my fault, my fault.
What you doing on there?
I sung for the first time. So nervous. I was... And it was embarrassing because, I'm not going to lie, singing in front of Jasmine Sullivan almost pooped my pants. Like, that was crazy. Like, one of the most amazing moments of my life. Like, being on the Apollo stage, being somewhere where Whitney Houston stepped foot was, like, iconic. Like, I did not stop smiling for that whole night. Like, it was just crazy, bro.
What song did you sing? Like, what was like?
Countless times. As soon as... You know what's crazy? As soon as I opened my mouth and start singing, like, people recognize who I was. So I was like, that made me even more nervous, because I'm like, bro, I can't fuck this up for them, bro. Like, I got to do this. And just, I kept my, if you see in the video, I kept my eyes closed for the most part. But as soon as, wherever I opened my eyes at in the camera, you can literally see my eyes just went like, because I'm open my eyes and I just see Jasmine Sullivan. I'm like, like, I better not mess this up. If I do this in front of her, like, it's a wrap. Like, no, that was just a lot for me. But it was a good moment and a good experience. It was just, you know, like, a lot of pressure in that moment. It's just like, damn, like, I'm doing this.
How's it feel to be able to, like, brush shoulders with people that, you know, used to listen to on the school bus or just to vibe out to? And then it's like, dang, I'm, like, right here with you. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie, it was definitely a little overwhelming at first, but it's like, we all human. We all bleed the same. It's just we all use this music as a different tool for everybody. So it was just dope to be around amazing other creatives and, like, know that they're human. Like, you know, sometimes you kind of get like, oh my God, like, they burn you. Like, everybody, when I was inside that building, it just felt like a big old family. Like, everybody was saying, what's up? What's up? Like, PJ Morton said hi to me. I was like, bro, how do you know me? Like, this is crazy. PJ Morton. He's a gospel artist. Like, he's really huge. He was like, bro, how do you know me? Fred Hammond came and said hi to me. I was like, bro, how? Like, this is crazy. Like, I feel like I'm talking to my uncles and stuff. Like, this is crazy right now. Like, it was dope. Like, I couldn't be more grateful to be in rooms with legends, bro. Like, crazy.
So, like, what was the first time, like you mentioned, like, people come up to you and knew who you was? Like, who was that first?
Ooh.
Like, you got that first, like, damn, like, I didn't. I can say made it per se, you know, like.
I ain't gonna lie. This one time we was in Cali, bruh. Woo and them. Bro, I was sleeping so good. We was in Cali. And I remember that whole week we was like going nonstop. We was doing sessions back to back, back to back. Like we had producers meeting every single day. Mm-hmm. This one time it was like 3 weeks into the month that we was there. And he wake me up. I'm like, I'm asleep. Like I'm in there knocked. I just got done smoking, got done eating, knock on my door. And he's like, hey, like open the door. I'm like, I'm asleep. Like, what's up? He's like, no, like you might want to open the door. Open the door. Why the fuck was it? Brandy Norwood.
Oh, man.
Home, bro. Like,
really?
I just start bawling my eyes, bro.
Yeah.
I
was
just
like, it's Moesha.
Bro, I was just like, she was like, hey, Mars. Like, it's so good to see you. You doing amazing. I love your project.
Wow.
On that exact moment, I posted on Instagram and I just bawled. Like, I just bawled and was like, I was just like, bro, like, this woman has literally brought me through so much. She helped me get through my mom and my dad's divorce. Like, it was just she was such an empowerment, like, black woman to me. Like, yeah. I loved her. Like, and then every time she just sung, it spoke to my spirit. Like, she had so much soul, so much emotion where it just made me want to, like, you know, it inspired me to be like, dang, yeah. Like, I kind of want to sing like, yeah, like, I love how free and how all over the place she could take it and she does everything. So when she called me, I was just like, bruh, like, hey.
Did you ever work with her? Did you ever?
I have not, but I definitely, it's definitely on the bucket list. I'm claiming it. I'm speaking it. We will have something together. And yeah. I don't care if it's just the background. I need something from her. Right. Like, that would be fire for sure.
What's crazy to connect the dots, when we asked your uncle.
I was about to say that.
He was like, what's your favorite, you know, album of all time? And he said, Brandy. I forgot what he said. What he say?
What was
Come
the album?
On now. Which one?
I forgot which one it was.
Some with the moon, I think.
Full moon.
Full moon. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. That's amazing that your influence, you know what I mean, helped you. Like, it really came full circle for you.
It definitely,
you know what I mean?
Did, for sure.
Because I couldn't imagine meeting 50 Cent or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, just that
I might
moment,
pass out
just
if
like,
I meet Nas.
Bro. Yeah. Hey.
Nas, boring. Anybody. Jay-Z, like, you know. But give us a little background on, like, where you started, like, with your, you know, with your music career. Because I feel like whenever you started, that's when your career started. That's how I always
feel. Hold on. Before you get in that, though, I was strolling through your Instagram.
Yeah.
And I seen a picture with you and Erykah Badu. Could you talk to that? Like, how did you meet, bump shoulders
for
well?
For sure. That's auntie right there. We was definitely, where was we at? Maybe, I think I was in Cali. And I just started doing my regular posting freestyles and stuff. I did a song On and On, a cover by her. Mm-hmm. She seen it and she DM'd me. She was like, Mars, love you. And I was just, the same thing. I don't know why. I just cried. Like, I just was crying. Yeah. It's like,
I don't blame
like,
y'all.
That's amazing. All I know how to do. Uh-huh. Just like, God, thank you. Like,
especially
it was just
Erykah
pretty
Badu.
Dope.
Oh,
bro,
my God.
That woman is one of the most wisest women I know. Bro. Like, she's so wise. Like, beyond wise, bro. So, like, when she reached out to me, it was just an honor to get flowers for somebody that I always, you know, give flowers to. And, like, I look up to her. Like, I respect her so much. So, for her to give me my flowers, like, that means so much to me. Like, bro, I grew up listening to you, bro.
Facts.
Like, so it's just crazy that you even saw, a video of me. And me singing your song is even crazy. Like,
that's my whole childhood in my house.
That's
like my childhood music. Erykah Badu.
Do you hear me?
Maxwell.
Yes.
You know, stuff like that. But I would have been crying because she don't seem real.
Bro,
and then you see her and like, wow, you real.
She has the most beautiful eyes in person.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh.
Green eyes.
Yeah, I bet you linked
up. She's so beautiful in person. Like, and her spirit is so warm. She's literally like a mother. Anything that you need, she's on it. You know what I mean?
Spirit,
like, like, it's so beautiful. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's touching, bro. Like, she's one of one.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
But yeah, like my co-host said, you can go back like what you got started in the music game and what, you know.
Well, I definitely say I've been raised in church my whole life. I've been around music. I heard nothing but my aunties and my grandma singing. Like, anytime they singing around the house, they're like, Ree, you hold this note while we sing this. And so let me break it down. So my grandma can sing, my grandpa can sing. My grandpa is a twin. My grandpa's twin, he recently passed when they was born. Now, my grandma and my granddad, they met at a dance floor, and that's how they end up meeting each other. funny story is they didn't even know each other could sing, so they ended up meeting each other doing karaoke at the bar. So that was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, a few years down the line, they had kids. So my grandma has 6 kids. It's Tabitha, Kadea, Sandra, Leilana, Uncle Paul, and then Uncle Bibi. And so all of them sang, and I guess from there, they just been raised in church. Me being raised in church, they was like, yeah, they used to listen to the Clark Sisters a lot, and Maddie, Miss Maddie Moss, y'all know her, that's the Clark Sisters' mother. And they was really heavily in church, and that's all they listened to growing up. And after that, they was like, yeah, we're going to keep this tradition going. And they put me in the children's choir. And after that, I'm singing solos every Sunday. And here I am, just grew into loving it. And my uncle, he's the one that introduced me, put me in the studio. And he was like, yeah, this is something that I can see that'll be crazy. And if you grow, like, learn to grow to love it, because at first I'd be like, I didn't really like singing because I always felt judged in the church. Like, I've been singing since I was 5 all the way till I was 18 in the church. So it's just constantly like,
you grew into yourself in front of everybody.
Yes, you get what I mean? So it's just like, it was a lot of pressure on me at first. But then when I started coming in the studio and I started writing my own songs, I was like, it's actually taking a lot of weight off of me. Like, I feel so much better because every time I step outside of the studio and I'm like, listen to my songs afterwards, I just be writing. So when I go back and listen to songs, I'd be like, I can't believe I was actually going through this. So I seen somebody or experienced this. You know what I mean? Like, all of my recent songs is like stuff that either I've experienced or I've went through. It's nothing where I can be like, ooh, I'm going to write about this, or I'm going to write about that. Right. It's really shit that I've been through. So it blows my mind when I be hearing myself. Or I'm just like, I can't believe I said this, or I can't believe I felt like this during that time. Like, it'd be blowing my mind.
That's my favorite artist, the vulnerable artist, like the artist that says stuff that normal people wouldn't say, that they would shy away from.
Exactly.
But how do you feel about, like, being that one out of the family that, you know what I mean? Like, you really got the exposure and the and the recognition, but it trickles all the way back down to your, you know, your family, your grandmother and grandfather. That's amazing. How does it feel?
I appreciate that. No, I feel like it's definitely, a lot of people would probably say it's a lot to withhold because, you know, it's a thing on how vulnerable do I really want to be?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so me taking accountability of how I truly feel and how the way that I'm able to express that through music is such a beautiful thing, because I feel like, again, I don't know how to verbally tell you that I'm upset. Like, I've never been one to be confident enough to, like, verbally tell you, like, hey, I'm mad at you. Like, I will literally send you a song about me being mad at you, and, like, hopefully you get the gist of that. You know what I mean? So like, I ain't gonna be like, yo, you made me upset. Like, I'm gonna send you a song about it. And that's the best way I know how to cope with it. So being a part of my family, they've always been supportive in anything that I do. So I just really go based off of that. The love that I feel on a day to day is the love that I try to give out, even when I have challenges throughout my life. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I still always be as genuine as I'm supposed to be and just be loving. Yeah. Like, that's all I know is to love. You know what I mean? So
lead with love.
You know, literally. Yeah. Like, that's all I know how to do.
Facts.
So are you the best singer in the family? Yeah, like, you have a comment. Like, start some I know Thanksgiving be crazy, man. I'm like,
not gonna lie. I told you, my mama can throw down. Like, my mama taught me everything I know. I feel like out of the girls, my mom is definitely the one that I always hear that was, like, doing some crazy stuff. Like, my Aunt Tabitha, she's more of the one that's, like, she likes traditional. She likes to keep it 1-2. My Aunt Nana, she's, like, quiet. And then my Aunt Sandra, she's the tenor. So she holds the foundation of everything. But my mom is, like, she's just all over the place. And I'm hearing her do all these runs and riffs. So, like, I learned by ear also. So just hearing her, she listened to Kiki Shear, Brandy, Erykah Badu, Janae Echo, Tiana Taylor, Lauryn Hill, like all these people she listened to. She listened to Coco, SWV. Yeah. So her constantly singing all these songs and being around me. I know her favorite artist is Karen Shear and Jay Moss. Like, she loves them down. So I be inside the car, dropping my daddy off at work, and we just jamming to Jay Moss while we taking my daddy to work. And she's like, let's sing this together. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do it, but she's like, nah, like, let's do it for real. And we be going back and forth, and I hit a certain note, she hit a note, and we go back and forth, and that's how I learn for real. So.
What's runs and riff for the people, for the idiots, including myself?
I feel like a run is when you, like, hold it out and you go, oh. A riff is, ooh. Like, that's a riff. You get what I mean? Like, kind of like bouncing off of each other, and then a run is like holding it out and more about breathing control. You get what I mean? So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty fire. Like, be blown away. Like, this one song, like, the J Moss, everything is all right. Everything is okay. Everything is all good. And I won't complain even if I could. I remember that song just specifically. Like, my mom will wake us up every day at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the first song that I hear as I'm going to school. And it's like that set the tone for the day. So when I come home, she already got the food cooking and cleaning music on. I'm like, all right, I know what time it is. Like, let's get to it. You know what I mean? So I just grew to love it over time. Like, everything, singing, music, it didn't matter what it was. Like, I just grew to love it. You know what I mean?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new chorus specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This chorus is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Right, right. So, everybody knows John Woo, you know, bruh's here, he's in the cut. Can you tell us how much of an influence and push he's giving you? Because it's a lot of artists in the city, but like, I feel like once you got into that light, it was totally different. It was totally different from the Tillas, the, you know what I mean? And you can actually really sing, like, appreciate, you know what I mean? Ain't no, you know, you just studio, do this nice monster beat, and, you know, and it just sounds good because the producer's good. Yeah. So
I feel like, honestly, like, again, like, Wu's always believed in me. I feel like that's the number one thing. You have others that around you that see stuff in you that you don't even see within myself. Like I said, like, I'm, before y'all met me, like, y'all couldn't tell me, like, I probably was the shyest thing in here. Like, I wouldn't say a word. Like, I'd rather be quiet and not say nothing. But Wu has taught me to, like, it's okay to be confident. It's okay to walk and talk your shit. You know what I mean? And
definitely,
it's always be graceful about it, right? And just always be humble. But when it's time to pop your shit, pop your shit. If somebody hands you a mic, you don't take that. Don't let them take that back. You know what I mean? So I feel like that was a really hard thing that I had to, like, come with, like, believing in myself. And he made me believe in myself, and I appreciate him every day for that, because he constantly just pushing me, like, making sure that I'm on it, like, hey, like, it's what you love to do, right? I'm like, yeah, like, I love this shit. And he just keeps me on my toes. I stay motivated, and the best way that I could be on that is always making sure that I have people that surround me. I can't do this by myself, so I have to have a team that's built around me. And I feel like he's literally like, he's like, yep, nope, yep, nope, yep, no. So it's a learning process, and I know he always got my best interest at heart, and I could not be more grateful than that. He's literally like, he's my big brother, but he's also like a father figure to me. So I appreciate him for that, for like pushing me and believing me and giving me that love that I need and that support that I need, and telling me when I'm wrong also, because a lot of people don't want to hear criticism. He gets on me. He's like, hey, like, let's do this and let's do that. I'm like, you're right. Like, he holds me accountable, and I love that. I need that. I'm only 24. I don't know everything. Right, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely a sponge, and I love learning, and I love to be able to just grow. So for him to push me and continue to just make me, you know, I'm working for this shit. You feel me? Nothing comes easy, and nothing comes good from anything rushed. So as long as I'm on it and I'm staying hungry and I continue to be consistent with it, I feel like that's the dream team right there.
A lot of artists don't understand that.
He just made a status, like, yesterday. He said it's good to have people to believe in you. Like,
that
have
a team. Have to. Yes, you know, you have to have a team. If not, everything's going to crumble. One man can't do it. You have to have a team. Facts. It has to build a foundation so that it can boom, 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 boom.
Facts. And a lot of artists don't understand that work. Like, they think it's just cool. I'm going to the studio, do some songs. And, you know, it's really a hard job to do.
I feel like, especially as an artist, like, your mental state should be the most important thing right now. Like,
when you make your best music.
You hear me? Like, always got to make sure you're mental. And I feel like the best way that I was able to cope with that is sometimes it's okay to, like, I'm not going to say take a break, but it's okay to decompress. You don't always have to be in the studio. You don't always have to be making music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Take time to enjoy yourself. Go do some other hobbies. Go skateboard. Go to the movies. Make it a daily routine. Like,
don't forget you're a person.
Yes, you get what I mean? Because you're still focused on, you know, making the next hit. It's like, do you even know who you are? Right. You know what I mean? Like, do you know what you like? Do you know what you want to get into? You know what I mean? Like, and this took me a minute to figure out what I want to do and, like, to love myself. You have to love yourself. It starts with your brain. You have to learn how to love yourself and take time with yourself. Health as well.
Right.
You ain't going to be able to make no hits if you ain't stable and hit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I always say that health is wealth. It's okay to decompress. It's okay to take a moment. You human.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Just breathe. Breathe. It's okay to breathe.
Yeah.
You know?
It definitely is. Yeah. It definitely is. Yeah. Everybody can't, like, people's coping things is different. Mm-hmm. Drugs, some people do, you know, but it's like when you really, like, connected with yourself.
Yes, your soul knows.
You can't always be in the studio, you know, especially if you work extra hard. Like, we always say, we have, you know, episodes stacked up to where, you know, 1 week we might be like, all right, we taking off this week and, you know, enjoy ourselves and stuff like that. What's the biggest obstacle you think you faced so far in your journey?
I would probably say I'm big. I'm still learning this, but I'm big on privacy. Like, I hate social media. Like, I truly, like, I love the platforms, right? But I hate the facade that Instagram and TikTok and, like, all that gives. Like, it's such a harmful space, I feel like, right now. Like, it's so much judgment and so much opinions to where opinions are now opinionated on either being too sensitive or being too harsh. And, like, the cancel culture, like, that's probably one of my biggest struggles. It's just like, I don't know if I want to share this moment. I don't know if I want to share this. Or, and it's hard because sometimes it's genuine people out here that really do want to see you win. But it's also those ones, it's hard where it's like some people just think they know it all. And it's just that's a big pet peeve of mine. Like, I really love to keep my peace of mind. I love my peace. So anything that has to retain from me, taken away from my peace, I can't stand it. So I'm still struggling
too.
With that. You know what I mean?
Right, like, definitely.
I definitely love my privacy, but that's what I feel like that's what I signed up for. But I try to use my voice as a healing weapon. So it's like, I don't look at it now and as in, oh, I hate social media, because I love TikTok down. Like, I'm on there constantly now. But
me
like
too.
I've learned to love it in a way that I could cope with it. You get what I mean? Like, I can be able to work with it. It's just like, I hate that it's just be... They focus on the negative more than positive. You know what I mean? I hate that.
They do. Negative stuff go up
crazy
quick.
It is.
Like, you could get somebody falling down the steps and that's like 10 million views. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. But somebody like passing, it's like 2 million. Like, no. Like, that should be the other way around. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, privacy is really huge.
And I don't really believe a lot of shit on social media. Like,
because
a lot of people be lying. Like, a lot of people
lying.
Like,
especially when you know somebody and you see the stuff they post, I'll be like, yo, like, you serious? Like,
that is too funny because that's so true, man.
What I have to tell myself and others that, because I might take a hiatus off her, you know, for a second just to put a piece. That's why he was like, why you take a break? Because it's like, as soon as you get on there, it's chaos. Like, and then you take that with you even when you out, when you get off. But I tell people, like, we control
exactly,
you know, the stuff you follow, your algorithm. We are in control of the things that, like, I tell my wife all the time. Like, she might ask me a question about like maybe our relationship or something, and I'm like, you've been on TikTok listening to them stories again, men cheating and stuff like that. But, like, I tell her, like, yo, algorithm is chaos. You know, she likes to see when people get pulled over to see if they're gonna get locked up, like, you know, all that chaos, crazy stuff. And I told her, like, it's funny and it's cool at the time, but then you take it with you.
Yeah,
you
take it with transfers.
Oh man, it's amazing. Like, even with my kids, I'll be like, man, y'all acting so goofy and cut off YouTube because y'all just really, like, in chaos right now. Y'all rooms in chaos. Y'all minds is chaotic. Oh, we want to just watch reels. Like, man, cut that off. You know, like,
it's okay. You gotta keep a balance. It's okay.
You do.
It's okay to even be curious about that, but just have a balance of it. You know what I mean? Because everything in the world's not gonna be good. Everything in the world's not gonna be bad. You just have to learn to know the balance between the two. You know what I mean?
I unfollow so many people on like Yeah. I'm not gonna unfriend you, but I unfollow you. Like,
yeah, I unfriend.
Yeah,
I want you to know.
Yeah, I'm quick with that. Like,
I'm not a conversation. I just unfollow you. Just forget you exist. Like,
yeah, same. And I can't do the respectfully. I can't do the ones that just watch either. Like,
no,
bro, I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm ain't cool. Like the picture. Ain't yeah, sure. I'm nothing. Cool. Ain't
I ain't gonna give you that energy that you're looking for. Yeah. But just stay there. Okay.
I said that on Facebook the other day. I said, you got to watch the people that only comment and stuff when they disagree with you and want to have a confrontation with you, but they, you know, they don't share your content and they don't, you know, engage with you on anything else. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with that? How do you, you know what I'm saying? You said you smoke. Yeah, we all smoke, you know, the smoking. Yeah. Smoking, like I tell people, like, I tell people all the time, don't roll up that weed if you ain't ready to put your stress in it.
Come on,
and just take your mind off of it for a second.
Yeah.
So what do you do other than that? Like,
Again, I have a lot of notebooks, so I love writing.
Yeah.
I love poetry. I love reading.
You go back to the essence of it.
Yeah, like I'm quick to go pull up to a library or pull up to my grandma's house because my grandma loves reading too. I'm quick to pull up and just read. Like, I feel like that's the best way that I know how to cope is like just learning more knowledge, like learning how to move around and move through it. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes people just sit with the emotion. I'm learning how to move through the emotion and, like, actually go through it, heal from it. Don't forget, But still heal from it and don't hold grudges. Like, it's never okay to hold grudges. Like, nobody's perfect. Now, when you deserve it, you have to move accordingly, But it's like, again, like, I don't pay that. Don't give that any energy. I go into reading and I just, whatever it is, because I believe in karma also, but I'm not going to go and wish bad on you either. I'm just let karma do its thing. Like, energy. I'm so big on energy. Energy transfer. It's like,
it does.
It is what it is. I'm going to leave it to it. I'm not going to ever wish anything bad on you because I don't want anything bad to come back on me.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I'm going to let the universe deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't have the time to or the energy to put that in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When I was working like regular jobs and just before I really start cutting hair and have my own shop and everything like that, I didn't understand energy. I didn't, you know, when people, you know, but when I have somebody in my shop with great energy, when they leave, it stays. It's like the whole day was made because I seen that particular person or ran into that person or this person came and got their hair cut and I changed their whole day. So my vibe was pushed off on them. You know what I mean? I feel like energy, is the key because you will know. I've been in a room with people like, I hate this motherfucker. And I don't even know this person.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because the energy is going to tell it every time. And it's like, I feel like that's a gut intuition thing. Like,
we humans,
you know what I mean? Like, we're going to have that type of connection so that anybody that comes inside of an atmosphere, we know whether it's good or bad. Like, truly deep down, the way that us humans, like, the way our brain and shit work, like, you could feel somebody's energy. Like, you standing next to them, you could tell when somebody's upset just by not even their face, literally their energy. You feel the tenseness of it. You know what I mean? So it's like energy transfers. So that's why I say I believe in reincarnation. I don't think that when we pass, like we just go nowhere. Like I feel like we transfer into another energy that keeps going, that keeps going, that keeps going.
I think that's where we get, where little kids, we'd be like, man, you've been here before. That's not, like I'm big on sayings too, like Mother Earth, Mother Nature. She got one son. Like people got to like listen to the things we say. Even if what I just said wasn't factual, but it's like the things you saying and the, you know what I mean? The meaning of it is
the tongue is such a powerful
thing. Yes, it is.
Like, you can say so many spells that you don't even know that you're saying.
Yeah.
Even just in English right now, like you have to be so careful with
that. Like, I tell my son all the time, my youngest, he got, I hate you bad. Not to his parents, he would say it to his brother, people that he, you know, I hate you. You getting on my nerves. You know what I mean? I'd be like, bro, you can't say that, bro.
Yeah,
you know
just
what
gotta mean? Be lenient with it. Yeah.
You really do. But he usually asks this, he probably get mad.
What you about to ask?
Man, you know what I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Go ahead. I know you know.
We usually ask, like, if you had a blank check, you can get a track from anybody and a feature from anybody, like, to
producer.
Make a dope record. Like, who would you pick?
A producer and artist that you, dead or alive, past, present.
Okay, if I was to do producer, I'm going to say Dark Child.
Ooh. Wow. That's the first one we had.
Yes. I'm going to say Dark Child.
That's great R&B come from him.
Come on now. And if I was to say artist, okay, I'm gonna do a flip. I'm going to say, now I got two names in my head. I don't know which one I want to say. Okay, I'm only saying right now because I've been on like a real like rabbit hole with her. I literally, like, I'm obsessed with Teyana Taylor right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Like, I'm obsessed with her.
She's one of them ones, though.
Like, yeah. Like, she's such a timeless voice to me. And then we have Jhené Aiko. Like, that's probably my biggest one on my hit list right now. It's probably Jhené Aiko, because that woman, she does these healing bowls. I don't know what it is, but I went this one time, I paid, and I went to one of her little meetings that she did, and I've never felt so cleansed in my life. Like, the energy, the way that woman is just ethereal.
Yeah.
The energy just sets the tone for
Don't
me.
Does she, like, give you Erykah Badu vibes?
No. You know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. Like, Auntie's, like, so, like, deep. Like, Auntie Badu's, like, super deep, but she's also, like, simple. It's, like, the simplicity of deep. I feel like Jhené is, like, more on the, like, super intimate, like, she's, like, peeling at you. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, she really, like, Auntie's, like, a mama.
Right.
Jhené is more like a big sister that get on your ass, like, let's do this. Like, she gonna make sure, like, you okay. Like, it's one of them where I'm, like, her energy is just, I don't know. I can't even explain it. Her energy is crazy to me.
I only asked that because I heard Big Sean talking about her and the way she's healed him and brought him out of.
That's what
and
I'm
then
saying.
Like, you seen a changed man in him. Like, he was trying to. He had this time where they broke up and stuff, but you know, you could tell. That's what I get from her. So that's why I asked that. Yes. Like,
I feel like they definitely do have similarities, but like the way that. I don't know. Maybe because Jhené is like more of my generation too, though. Like, I kind of connect with her and like her history and like what she's been through, like in relationships and stuff. Yeah. Like, I ain't witnessed Auntie go through her relationships and stuff. Right. You know what I mean?
But all,
like,
I know Jhené, is they all turn. Yeah,
you feel me? Like,
peaceful.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah.
She does healing sessions. What'd you say?
Yeah, like she was at these bowls and it's like different vibrations basically. But she go inside of this room and she like just does these healing ceremonies and you could just lay down and just. Her, like, listen to certain frequencies help heal you. You know what I mean? So she has these bowls that's just sitting around, and you literally go on YouTube and look them up, and you'll see her as she's putting these bowls on the ground, and she's just in there just creating energy, bro. Yeah. Like, and it's such a peaceful and calming energy. Like, I don't know. Like, again, energy transfer. So having these frequencies hit you, and like, I wasn't even like buzzed at all. Like, I was straight sober. So. Her, to feel that transformation and that difference and that weight lifted off of me was like insane to me. I only felt that when I was at church. Like, I ain't never felt that as I'm just in a room with other people and it's like everybody else is just like, y'all feel that? Hell yeah, I feel that too. Right. Like, it's crazy.
So I'm gonna ask you this.
Yeah,
we asked you like the who would you want to work with? Like, who's been your favorite to work with? Like, so far.
Ooh, I ain't gonna
for whatever
lie.
Reason.
Still to this day, it will probably be Mr. One and Only Mr. Timbaland.
Like,
Timbaland.
That's one of a kind. That's one of a million right there, though.
Bro, like, but again, like, bro, like, I'm witnessing a fucking icon.
Yeah.
Like, the way that man works in the studio, he's literally like a big unk, bro. Yeah. We down there in Miami, bro. We chilling. He walks us at the studio. I'm trying to be formal. I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. He's like, girl, come here, give me a hug.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit, okay. I give him a hug or whatever. He's like, you ready to cook up? I'm like, yeah, like, let's do it. He's like, I bet let's get some freestyles. I'm just freestyling, messing around. He's like, you need to get in the studio and go record this shit. I'm like, bro, I'm just messing around. He said, no, that's fire. So
and
being in the studio
his
with
energy
him,
is exactly. I ain't never been around him, but every time I see him, he's kind of like, just,
he's on it, bro. Like, he as soon as he hears something, he's like, go record that. Go get it. Like, I'm like, you sure? He's like, yes. I'm like, you sure? He's like, yes. I'm like, okay, bet. So that was probably one of my favorite. He was one of my most challenging sessions, too.
Yeah.
Like, he really pushed me. I've never rapped on a record. And Cleopatra was probably one of the most toughest songs that I had to record because I just wasn't comfortable rapping. Like, I don't still think I can, like, rap. Like, I can't freestyle, but I can write some shit and rap it. But, like, I freestyled Cleopatra, and, like, that was the first time I ever did that. And
it
I
was the
like,
feeling, like, and then you're in front of, like, a
legend.
This man has touched so many great, Missy, Aaliyah, like, and then his beats is unmatched.
Like,
you're not remaking
just,
a beat.
It
like
just
that.
Clicked, you heard me? So, like, the energy in that room was just crazy. I was like,
So how'd you link up with him? Like, how'd you get, you know what I'm saying?
He again, I... used to do freestyles again on Instagram. Like, I used to look up YouTube beats and just like sang freestyles, and I sang freestyles, literally. Posted one time, and he ended up seeing it. He DM'd me. He was like, yo, your pen game's crazy. We got to work. Got to get you down in Miami. Man. I'm like, no.
I would have passed out, man.
So I'm going on my phone. I'm like, hold on. It's the blue check. Like, him. Like, hold on. Is this him? I see it's actually him. And I'm like, bruh. I hit, I'm like, boo. He's like, we gotta go. I'm like, bro, like, he flew me down there. And he's just like, you ready to work? I was like, oh no, I'm nervous.
Yeah,
I'm nervous. But he was like, nah, you got this. And he came inside the room. I tried to shake his hand. He was like, nah, bring that shit in. So I was like, ah, it's crazy. I'm really working with Timbaland.
So how many tracks did y'all do? Just the one?
We did three.
Three.
I got Soul, Cleopatra, and Feel Good. So. And those two, I ain't gonna lie, like, I'm a little excited about them. Like, I probably gonna, like, that was, like, 2022, I think. Yeah. And so it's been, like, 2 years. So, like, I feel like I'm finally ready, like, in this time in my life. Like, Soul is, like, definitely a good one that I feel like it's needed. You know what I mean? Like, back then, I made the shit because we was just cooking up. But, like,
so you haven't released it?
It's different. Mm-mm. I haven't. I've released Cleopatra, but I haven't released Soul or Feel Good. So those two, I'm like... like right now my life is like those hit, you know what I mean?
Before we go on, just follow us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, Big and Lazy Pod. If you Google Big and Lazy Pod, we everywhere. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Just give us a follow, subscribe, comment, send it to your friend. So you said you releasing them this year?
Like, I feel like it's a good idea. Like, it's a good record. Like, they both good records that I feel like if it comes to it, like, I'm okay with releasing those. You know what I mean? Like, those songs definitely fit for this time right now. I feel like two years ago, definitely didn't. Like, it was something new that I never, you know, experienced. But, like, now, listening to So, I'm like, I feel it deep in my soul now. Like, I feel that.
And 10 it's times that time more. For that.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that freshness, that oof.
So, like, when I hear artists like you, your voice is amazing.
Yeah.
And then it's like you just said, like, I love music. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I love music way more than doing it. So it was like, I would get caught up on an album or, I ain't gonna lie, when I started listening to Frank Ocean back in the day, I really wish I could sing. But when I hear your voice, I feel like I get the same feel from bruh. You know what I mean? I would love to see y'all work together too.
Heck yeah, Frank. Yeah,
because bruh's crazy.
Man.
His pen is crazy. And
I swear.
But
Blonde.
You got a track with who?
I said Blonde.
Oh yeah, Blonde was
hard. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably one of my top three albums. Like,
yeah.
That's two.
Is that the one with the orange cow on the front of it?
That's nostalgia. Yeah. That was amazing.
That one, I like that one too. Uh-huh. I like
that was amazing. That's Swim Good is my favorite song.
Ooh.
By bruh. Probably one of my favorite songs ever.
I ain't mad at that.
Swim Good is just the lyrics, swim something bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know.
And thinking about you is tough, too.
Thinking about you is tough. It's real tough. It's so tough that he had to drop it 2-3 times on us. You know what I mean?
Like,
which was amazing. And Pyramids.
Yeah.
Like, I fell in love with Pyramids. It's nine minutes of just, like, man, where was you at? When you came up with that, bro. Like, golly.
That was a masterpiece.
9 minutes?
Yeah. And it does a whole switch. Big sun coming strong from a motel blind. Wake up to your girl. But now let's call her Cleopatra. I was like, oh, man. Like, and I used to cut it on, like, when I was working. When I used to work in factories and shit. The last 9 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm cutting on that 9 minute song. Listen to it twice. I'm out of her.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. So, what is in the time frame? 5 years. You know, where do you see Mars, your brand?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Where do you see your career headed to?
Yeah. I definitely say in the next 5 years, I'm gonna be a household name. Like, I'm holding to that, and honestly, I just want to help heal people. Like, again, I'm really big on frequencies and energy. So hopefully that. Shit, my voice could be used to cure cancer or something. I don't know, like, literally, like, to heal a heartbeat or something.
For sure.
Like, definitely want to sell out arenas, but again, like, that's not why I do this shit. I do this shit because I love it. Like, music is my first love, so I definitely just want to make sure that people continue to share the love, continue to be nice, continue to love one another, and I definitely I'm gonna be a big household name. Like, yeah, people gonna turn my shit on and they gonna get delivered, bro. Like, they gonna get healed. They gonna get peace. They gonna get joy.
And you're one of those artists that I say,
yes,
you don't need, like, yeah, your city is cool to have behind you.
Yes.
But when you have talent and you working, your most support gonna come from people you don't know, people that's not in your city, that's not around you, because, like you said, it's healing.
That's so crazy, you know? To me. Like, yes, like, being, I've done maybe 5 shows here, and mm-hmm. every time it is beautiful, it is amazing, and, like, I cannot be more grateful. But when I went on tour with her,
yeah,
I went to 26 different cities. Like,
man,
that was probably one of the most hardest and challenging things that I've done. Like, it was just me up there by myself, mm-hmm. and the soundtrack and a mic. Like, to have to not even entertain, but, like, sing in front of, like, what was it, like 5,000, 10,000 people every night was insane to me. Like, that took a lot of guts for me. So to be able to just go through that and get good feedback was just crazy. Like, people, there was this one time this lady told me she got married to my song after she heard me come perform, and she put my song on the playlist, and that's the song that she walked down on the aisle. Like,
that's crazy. That's what we do it for. I mean, that's what you do it for.
Like, that's crazy. Like,
I always say it's bigger than money. It's the,
you know what, those moments.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. When she told me that, I was like, girl, I'm so happy for you. Like, oh, that's beautiful. This one time, this little girl, she was like, you helped me get through a bullying phase. And I was in 8th grade. I didn't think I was going to make it to freshman year. Like,
oh, wow.
My songs helped you with that. Like, that's beautiful. Like, it's, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad that you're okay. Like, I'm glad that you fought through that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm honored. I'm going to continue to be here. And still to this day, I still keep in touch with her. Like, she's like, hey, sis. Like, hey,
that's
sis,
good.
I'm so glad that you're doing, like,
it's dope.
She's
that you did, that
now,
you didn't get,
you know,
the,
I mean? Like,
you didn't get the big head. Like, you know why you did, why God put you in that position.
Yes.
So it's like,
I mean?
You know.
Yes.
That's amazing, man. Yes. That's amazing.
You said you signed? Who you,
RCA.
Oh, okay.
That's what's
there
up.
You go. How long
that's
you been signed with them?
Since 2021, in the middle of a pandemic, which is crazy. Still don't know how to this day I got signed in the middle of a pandemic. Like, in the midst of the world going in complete chaos. Like,
yeah.
That shit blows my mind, bro. Every
that
day.
Was the time, though. I feel like we always say, people passing away was terrible.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was the best time in my adult life.
Yes.
I can agree.
It's being with your family every day, no matter what, you got to be with your family.
Literally,
every day.
Like, there's no
work,
coming out of
know.
That.
But music.
That's the way that
entertainment.
We
that's the all we had. Yep. So it was like, I feel like that was the best it's been since I've been grown too. The music, people that was putting out, the verses.
Yes.
That's when verses started. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know
gosh.
What I mean?
Oh my, you just brought me back. Verses was my shit.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite one? What's your?
Of course, Brandy and Monica.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my all time favorite.
Yeah. Like, I think my favorite one, just because it was so funny, was
which one?
Gucci.
Nah, Gucci was great though.
Too.
It was funny,
was,
but
nice.
The Omarion and Mario.
Yes.
Yeah.
That when your boy came out. What's your boy's name? Jeremiah. He came out and Mario said, "Don't do it." Like, don't do it, bro. And he started singing. It was, you know. But yeah, it was just, you had to be with your family. You had to. It wasn't about your status at that point. And that's what it helped me see.
Yeah.
You think cheating went down during the pandemic?
Well, of course. It was nothing but sneaky links from that time. No, I wasn't. I was single as Pringle, but I wasn't outside. None of that. But
I mean, I could. I mean,
a lot of my friends, they was outside.
I didn't leave the house. I ain't going to lie. I sat in front of the game, and that's when my barber career really shot up, because everybody was scared to cut or they was charging outrageous amount.
Facts.
And I was really like, I'm surprised I didn't get sick, because I had the house sold up. Once people was, I hit people on Facebook like, yo, anybody need a cut, get at me, $25. I'm talking about my inbox was like I was selling drugs.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My barber's trying to charge $100 to pull up because he's scared and all that. I was like, man, come give me $25.
Yeah, like, let's do it. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But before we get out of here, I just wanted to ask you, if you could reach out to a young girl, young guy that inspires to be, you know, in your position, because it's such a blessing to have your platform and, you know, be signed, you know, and to live your dream.
Yes.
What could you say to that young person that wants to pursue that career? Because a lot of people are disturbing you. Ah, you know, it's one in a million. You ain't going woo-dee-woo, you know.
Yeah, I think it is definitely, I'm a speak slowly when I say this. I think that you should definitely believe in yourself. You can't start nowhere but home. Mm-hmm. It starts within yourself. So either you hungry, and if you're going to go for it, you better put it all in. Put it's all your energy. You better give 110%. Because at the end of the day, nobody's going to believe in you like you do. So you have to put yourself first and be vulnerable enough to be okay with people having differences with you. Because not everybody's going to agree with you either. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to see your vision. Everybody can't see your vision. So that it's your job to make sure that you own it. You know what I mean? Like my mama always tell me, if you're going to do something, you better go 110 in it. Because if not, it ain't going ain't no faith for that works is dead. So you have to start somewhere. And I say, honestly, have people that around you that genuinely love you, that genuinely support you. And that's really all you could take with this. After that, it's going to come to you. You know what I mean? Like you genuinely have to start with yourself first. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself and make sure that this is really what you want. You know what I mean? Like once you in, you can't go back. You know what I mean? Like, and it's okay. You're going to have fun with it. It's just once you in, ain't no coming back. Like you helping other people, like you being selfless. It's a time to be selfish and it's a time to be selfless. This moment is where you choose if you want to be selfish or selfless. So yeah, that's what I take with you.
Facts. That's a beautiful, it's beautiful right there.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And real quick, like give us like your top three voices, like male or female. I just because Whitney, I'm gonna go Patti LaBelle, and I'm gonna throw a curveball in her, Adele.
Ooh,
she just was talking
literally
about
just talking about her. Mm-hmm. Okay,
really?
Yes, yep. She came I kept saying it easy on me. That's my song by Adele. Like I love Adele. Like she's such a soulful voice for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if I was to give three, I would probably have to say the one and only Miss Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna say it because mine, but
yeah,
Erykah Badu. Like I think her voice is super unique. And I would probably say, what is her name? What is her name? Who sings Fast Car? What is her name? I can't think of her name. Tracy.
When you said Fast Car, I know a song in a about fast a dream car. Together. Oh, man, that is crazy. That's my song.
You know it's
it used to be
about.
On A Living Color, too, but they switched up the lyrics.
Yes.
And she was looking out the window and shit like that. But
you say...
They just had like a tribute to. I was seeing it all over.
Let me see. I gotta look it up.
Instagram. Bro can pull it up. What's her name? They can pull it up on the screen.
Please. She had a song. Give me one reason. That
Tracy
one?
Chapman.
Yeah,
that's
her. Name. Yeah.
Yes.
Is it her?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I love her voice. Like I just started tuning into her. Like I mean, I've been tuning in, but like going through her biography and her dialogue. Like
is she from the UK?
I think so.
Yeah.
And her voice is so like timeless. Like
I used to flip it on the on commercials and stuff. Bro, that song.
Yes. I mean, I remember off of Sesame Street, actually. Like, it's crazy. That's how I knew her.
You said she's on A Living Color?
Nah, you know
her
they do spoofs.
Yeah.
And like the girl, she got the guitar and she's Kim Wayans.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She's like, oh, he's up again.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing lineup. Did you get three?
Yeah, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, and Tracy Chapman. Like,
what's your three?
I'm gonna go Teddy. I've always been in love with that voice. Like,
Can We Talk?
Yeah,
Might be the best R&B song ever. I'm gonna go.
No, I give it first. I give it first.
Man, that's crazy.
Women, I'm gonna go.
Ooh,
it's tough because Whitney's was like my first love of movies, music. I might just have to go Whitney.
I didn't know she was the best female selling artist ever.
I mean,
to this day.
I mean the voice crazy. From the first.
That.
You know, that's high key. The one of the best songs ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I might have to go with just for right now because we said it. Frank Ocean, like. His music, like, you know what I mean? It's nothing, like, it's nothing he could do to make me not fuck with, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was...
he dropped and then he just disappeared.
Like. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably the only thing I hate. Like, Four Bets.
Yeah,
I love his new album. And I told my wife, I said, he gives me old, young Frank Ocean vibes. Just the music, the stuff he says.
I get The Weeknd from...
Definitely The Weeknd.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, speaking like lyrics. Because Frank is like... you know, he's just a real dude. You know, at the end of the day, like the stuff he says is, it really speaks to me. Like, even with Swim Good, like I told my son, I was like, this song to me, like, I don't know the real meaning behind it. Yeah. You know what I mean? But to me, it's just so soulful. It just, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Swimming for something that's bigger than me.
Love that.
It's a pretty big trunk on my Lincoln Town car. Ain't it? You feel me? Just that little, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. And I'm big on lyrics. That's why every time we talk about rap, you're like, man, you don't like so-and-so. I'm like, I'm big on what sticks with me. Yeah. So like when Starlito and Don Tripp rap, I'm like, man, I took that with me all day. You know what I mean? Like all day long. You have one piece.
Yeah,
one
little part he played. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Like Bruh said, he spit a whole bunch of stuff, Starlito, on his last one, on a particular song. I forgot what song it was, but he was like, I looked in the mirror, told myself I forgive you, and then I broke down. Mm. You don't know what he's going through when he said that, but I've been there.
Thanks.
Just, you know, being in a space. He's like, I'm in a dark room writing, literally no sound. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Looked myself in the mirror, told myself, I forgive you, and broke down. I was like, dang, that's that vulnerableness. Exactly. Like, everybody want to be so tough.
You got to be able to break, you know what I mean?
Could y'all see yourself doing them little dark retreats? That's kind of... Aaron Rodgers did it. They lock himself in a dark room.
But he know he did DMT when he did that.
Yeah.
So, I was probably going to say, I'd probably have to be on something because being in...
Tranquilizer. I would have a panic attack. I can't do it. That's why I don't fly much, because it ain't about scared of falling out the plane. It's like...
You just being in there.
Yeah, I can't roll the window down. I can't get out and stretch my legs.
Yeah.
That'd be me. I love sitting by the window, but like I sit by the window so that my brain is not like... Bitch, you gonna freak out if I'm sitting in the aisle and be like, oh my God, like I'm so scared. Like, there's no way for me to escape.
Right.
Me by the window, it's like, I'm calm. Like, at least I'm be able to see where I'm going.
If I hear 2 hours, 3 hours, I'm good. My mom and them just went to Dubai and they sent the stuff out a year before. And they was like, y'all can go, let's go. I'm like, man, how long is the flight? 16. I'm like, whoa, that's one of them ones. But you on your way. To having to go to London and, you know, so.
That's crazy. I feel like the longest flight I've probably been on was like a 9-hour flight. And
that's amazing.
Like,
where was you at? Where was you going to?
Let me think. Where the fuck was I going? Mm-hmm. Where was I going? I think it was a straight shot from New York to fucking Cali, bro. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Cross country for real.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And I remember that. Thank God I was with Delta. And I was like, all right, like, you know, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, you know, they treat their people well and shit. But it's like, I never, like, that was the longest
I couldn't
ride. I kept opening the window and I'm just like, bro, we not there yet. I'm like,
yeah. Having Wi-Fi don't really help.
Yeah, and I'm like, we 50,000 feet in the air. Like, what are we doing? Like, we need I love me a round trip because I need to be able to touch the ground and just know that I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then we can prepare myself again. Now I can go ahead and go up again. But just straight flights, I'm spooked.
I only went on a plane one time, and it was Chicago.
When he said that's an hour.
Yeah, it was 35 minutes. If I was on it longer, I would have probably flipped out. Like,
no fact.
Yeah. I always said to myself, when we used to be in the studio rapping, I'd be like, man, we getting a big tour bus, man. We ain't flying nowhere.
That would be me. If I could have it that way, that would be
DJ Khaled did it, but he's like, man, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to have to get my own plane.
Yeah,
I need to get my money up.
There we go. We got some quick hitters before we get out of 2 quick hitters. Mm-hmm. If you can see anybody on this podcast, but you got to be able to make that call or DM, like, you should come and if you enjoyed yourself, if you didn't, but it's, you know, who could you plug us? Like, who'd you want to see on the couch?
Okay, I'm going to probably say James Savage. My boy's going crazy right now. Like, he just released his first EP project and I could not be more happy.
He's from here?
Like, yes, born and raised. I'm like, James Savage, we're gonna see you on this.
You on the clock.
You on this. Like, gotta come share your love and your light with the family. So
and one more. This is the Big and Lazy podcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you gotta give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something, you know, plop on the couch and watch.
Okay, I love me a good salmon and asparagus and mashed potatoes combo. Like, I'm a pescatarian, so I'm big on fish. I love salmon. And then movie, I'm a big kid, so I'm probably going to have to say Finding Nemo or Finding Dory.
Man, that's dope, man. Finding Nemo is a classic,
like,
man.
I love that movie. Or if we're taking it back, Monsters, Inc. Like,
Monsters, Inc. was the shit,
I would
too.
Love, like, I'm a big kid, so anytime I can. And
do you see yourself doing, like, some movie work? Or
of
some,
course. Yeah. But I got to be the goofy character. I don't think I could take a serious role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl, they're going to tell me do some crazy shit being serious. I can't. Like, I got to, it got to be, like, on some, like, funny comedy shit. I can't do nothing, like, I feel like I could do something serious, but it can't be, like, sentimental. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm, like, getting, being, like, a driveway car, like, I don't know, like, something like that. Like, nothing serious. No.
So, a pescetarian, they just eat fish? They don't eat chicken and beef?
Fish and white meat, but, like, you can eat Wagyu, but it's not, like, that's still, I feel like that's still red meat. Mm-hmm. It's just not, it's more expensive, I guess, you know what I mean? But no red meat.
Are you familiar with Juicy the Boxer? He from here?
No, Duncan.
He was here, couple weeks ago, and he said he's a pest.
I feel like that's the most healthiest way. I was vegan from fifth grade until, I guess I could say, like, eighth, ninth grade.
You went vegan, like?
Yes, I have, like, really bad, like, I guess, stomach problems. I have went through a surgery, had a ovary taken out when I was younger, so, like, I'm fine and everything now, Lord. Thank you for keeping me here. But, like, my stomach just is super sensitive, so I had to, like, be vegan for, like, my whole, like, middle school through. So everything that I ate, I just threw it up. I could never keep anything down. Now, moving forward, I go to the gym and stuff now. Like, I'm a lot more, like, energized and, like, healthy. I'm always drinking water, always drinking, like, you know, my supplements and stuff. But now I just, I love me a good salad here and there, but I do, like, you know, a little flavor. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like,
I love Caesar salad.
Yeah, you feel me?
I eat a salad every day.
You know what I mean? Like, I love me that, but I also be craving meat. Like, I just be wanting, like, something that has flavor on it. And
right, especially
the best
all the stuff that come
fish.
On the TV
you
and
hear
stuff
me?
Like that.
Like I'm seeing Chili's got a triple dipper. Yeah. And I'm like, I want to try that, but, like, they don't have no fish. It's just, straight hamburger. Like, and I would do a vegan hamburger, but, like, I just don't like the way they taste. Like, vegan patties is just nasty.
There you go.
Now, I would do, like, a cauliflower, but, like cauliflower wings and stuff. Yeah. Like, right, even
that does be looking good, though. I ain't gonna stunt.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, baked cauliflower wings is fire. I don't like fried cauliflower wings because it's not healthy. You know what I mean? Like, you
it eating, takes away the point. Of,
yeah, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But a baked or grilled,
there's water right there if you need it.
Thank you. A grilled cauliflower wing is always gonna hit every time, but you have to get celery with it. I feel like people don't eat celery. Like, if you don't eat celery with it, it's not gonna give you the combo that you want, because you just, I mean, cauliflower is like a form of broccoli, but, like, the celery just gives the, like, it's all a mental thing, you know what I mean? Like, it really gives, like, you eating wings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But have you ever tried it, real quick before we get out of here, you know, Blaze Pizza? They got the cauliflower clutch. Have you ever tried that?
My brother TJ, he's like a real good childhood friend. My brother TJ, he's always taking me to new places here in Louisville. Like, I never tried Spinelli's. I never tried Olive Tacos. Never tried Taco City. And this, he be bringing me everywhere. And I tried it from there. I'm not going to lie. I gave it like a 7 out of 10. But I really like their cheese pizza. They make their own Parmesan cheese. So, like, having that from there, I was like, oh, that's pretty fire. But the cauliflower, it was 7 out of 10. I'm not
I love that spicy marinara. Oh, my God.
Like, with the little chili pepper things they have inside of there. I thought I was tripping. Like, I knew it was spicy, but I didn't know that's what that was.
Yeah.
That's fire, though.
It was a dope episode, dope conversation.
Yeah.
I love appreciate you coming back.
Always. Yes. I'll be back. Definitely be back. Yes. I love it.
Anytime you know, if you just want to, you in the city, like, hey, what y'all doing? Yeah. Hey, we will put something
Come
together
on
for you.
I definitely will.
Because we appreciate the love.
Come on now. You can find me on all platforms, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter at Mars, M-A-R-Z-Z. You can find me on TikTok at Off to Mars, O-F-F-2. M-A-R-Z-Z. Everything else is M-A-R-Z-Z underscore.
Big Lazy.
Just like that. We out.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls podcast as well as Big and Lazy podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.